Monday Morning Confessions. We invite you to get it off your chest.
It's got
to
be a woman butt, right?
Does that not look... That is either a woman's butt or mine, because I have a lady butt. That is a whoever's ass that is. Smooth, hairless, not a spot to be found, nice arch to the back. I didn't see any huevos floating around in the waters.
Oh, yeah, in the beginning, you see a little breast, a little side breast.
Oh, there you go. There you go. If you like to see some naked lady behind, but strictly for the purposes of science. Oh, yep, you're right, Scott. And there's actually, you know what, you're good forensics. You can see the tan line of a lady top. Wow, so that's a girl. That's a girl one.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful. It's like that Planet Earth documentary.
Oh, damn, there's a lot of gas. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Whoa.
It's quite a bit.
That was a lot of gas
coming
out.
That's quite a bit. Woe be the individual above water that has to enjoy that as those bubbles break the surface.
Ugh.
God. It's lovely. Anything to get off anybody's chests first?
Yeah, I got one.
Please.
I can do it.
Please, share, Scott.
This happened a few times now, and I've never said anything, and I feel just a tad bit guilty. Family was over the weekend, and my nephew was over, and he loves trucks. It's like his favorite word is truck.
How old?
Truck. He's one and a half. And so he has a ton of trucks that he plays with. So we have this like bag full of multicolored trucks at the house. And he like loves to like run over and grab it and take it out and play with it. He goes, truck, truck. And he brings over the bag and they go, oh, and you know, he loves these trucks. Oh, he loves these. And he went and got them. These are the trucks that Uncle Scotty bought you. And I did not buy these trucks.
Oh.
I believe they were the ones that Ariel, shout out, I know you're listening. Remember when we were doing the Keith Mills colorblind challenge?
Yes, and she brought up
these toys, and they're like these big, like, I think she brought them, and they were like these big multicolored, like, monster trucks.
Yeah.
Yes, she brought them. She bought them, and then brought them here, and then I took them home. And since then, it's that... they've just been saying that I bought them, and I've never bought them.
You never told them the origin of them, that it was beautiful, sweet, soon to be a mother again, Ariel, who I'd love to see nude, boyfriend, 6'11", Ariel.
So, yeah, they said, oh, those are the trucks that Uncle Scotty bought for you. Isn't that nice of Uncle Scotty? And I just sat there. I was just like, yep.
Yep. That's funny.
And I didn't buy them.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm just going to continue on with that.
Will they ever know the difference?
No. I brought them home. I mean,
you know what? They're from Scott.
Yeah, they're from me.
Okay.
Kinda.
Like, I bought the step kid a Five Nights at Freddy's stuffed animal. I didn't make it. I didn't stuff it. I didn't sew it. But it's still from me.
Yeah.
So you're not completely out of line. Michael, anything, Fred?
Nothing too terrible, but I may have, before the game yesterday at... in Dallas, tried to go downstairs and get a picture with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I love our squad, but they're fine.
Why didn't you succeed?
Well, I was trying to catch them, because the cheerleaders will always come out before like the crowd gets there at the practice.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, like, they are like a freaking army unit. They like march out on the field, do their routine, and then back into their locker room. Which, I mean, their locker room looked like the entrance to a mall. I mean, it is a whole nother... They're in a whole nother league of their own.
And that's when Mike looked closely and thought...
It's a penis!
Oh, God, I'm in the men's locker room!
They do have a squad and a half. I mean, our lovely Ravens ladies are gorgeous. Those right, Dallas Cowboys... The way that they dress them rather salaciously to compare to other squads...
Well,
like,
I'm
our ladies
you,
are beautiful, but they're dressed a little nicer.
It's not only, like... Not only do you have to be a great cheerleader, but you need to be a freaking runway model to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. They're all, like, 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Perfect shape.
Oh, looking at their locker room. Wow, look at that.
There's a, she's a former Cowboys cheerleader on the Real Housewives of Dallas, and she's very cute. She's a redhead.
Ooh.
She's a mom, but I don't know her name, unfortunately, but she's adorable.
Is she the blonde one?
No, she's a redhead.
Oh, I'm looking at
her. She's very naughty.
Ooh, she seems to be.
She's very immature.
Scandalous.
Yeah, she is scandalous.
She's Dallas? How long's the Dallas one been around?
They had the first season a few months ago. Right now it's on hiatus.
I can't can't keep up.
April 11th, 2006, it debuts The Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's, excuse me, of Dallas. And that's the one I remember because they showed the previews for it, and one of them was about a 7.5, and they made her hold the flag.
Yeah.
So it kind of waved in front of her face, so you didn't have to see that there was a 7 amongst a group of 10s.
It's got a real southern flavor to it.
Whoa, the one chick's got alien head.
Whoa.
Whoa, you're not kidding.
Look at the one in the green.
That's the one I'm talking about. Dude,
the size of her head?
That is a big-ass skull.
Whoa.
Tell me she isn't making stuff float with her mind after a couple of glasses of wine.
Y'all want to see a trick I can do with my thoughts? I can make a car float and then crumble into a ball of metal and fling it towards the sun. It's fun.
Yeah, giant alien head.
Weird. Oh, now people are sending us all kinds of videos of, like, animals farting underwater. Oh, someone sent us a picture or a video of a shark fart underwater. Wow. So we had the wind over the weekend, and we're still gonna today, according to Josh's news. And well, there's a bunch of trees around my yard, backyard, front yard. In this backyard, this one dude's tree keeps dropping branches. Big-ass branches. I brought this up before. Like, these... it's like lumber. I mean, if
call
I...
call those widowmakers.
Exactly, because that thing's going to fall on Buck's head one day, and the next thing you know, I'm going to be back on Match.com. And I go out there yesterday after the game, and there, sure enough, is another big-ass log. And let's just say, maybe I had done the scotch and soda thing a little bit. All right. A, to get ready for the game. B, to soothe myself after the loss, 27-17. So I just go in the backyard, and I've now made it a habit of taking them and just throwing them back over the fence.
Like,
this
side
is yours!
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I just go, and I just throw one back over, like, yeah! And I throw it back over, and as I turn and walk away, he goes, can I help you? I'm like, oh, damn it. I'm like, yeah, the tree's shedding a little bit. Shedding a little bit out here. Got some, I think this is yours. He goes, I don't think so, partner. I'm like, yeah, it's, he goes, nope, take a look. And points, and the other neighbor's tree, the cleanest, freshest break. And if you look, it definitely did not come from the tree that I thought it had. And it came from another neighbor's yard, and I chucked it into the wrong neighbor's yard. And luckily, the dude is like 70, has been through a lot. Probably has been through death, war, famine, diseases that we've eradicated since he was born. Nicest guy in the world. It ended up working out okay, but I felt like such a bastard.
You know,
launched it into his yard.
Something else people are dealing with, me included, is like a few days ago, my leaves were cleared. They took them away, so my lawn was completely clear, beautiful, and with this wind over the weekend, the neighbors, anybody, any of my neighbors who still had leaves, all now on my lawn.
They're in your lawn now,
yeah,
homie.
So now I got it. It's going to be double the cost.
Wasted money. We were saying that you were getting news ready. You were out on Friday. There was a guy we discussed in my neighborhood. He's the guy on the street that has the yard that is spotless. And he was working on his lawn Sunday himself. 2 hours later, everyone else's leaves are in his lawn.
That's okay.
So... yeah, it's
not
sucks.
Just me.
You're on an island with many other people.
It takes two or three go rounds.
Yeah. But see, I thought that it would just be a few more leaves.
No, there's
all
so many
leaves
still up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
Especially
until
with this
my
warm
tree
weather.
Empty.
Like, I got a tree right in front of my house, and I'm right around the corner. I go down to the corner, and I turn the corner, and I take care of that tree, too. That's a giant tree.
Mm-hmm.
And they drop a ton of leaves. And if you let them sit in the street like that, they just get impacted and they start to stink. And
they get goopy.
All black and goopy. Yeah, you got to get them up.
And then they get all slimy and foul. And then there's like insects in them when you go to lift it up and centipedes are crawling all over you.
Got to get them out.
Got to get them up. Got to get them going.